Thank you, Simon King. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 14th of June. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Rockall 1009 expected southeast Iceland with little change by midnight tonight. New low expected Cromarty 1008 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. North at Cirra, southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 for a time, showers, good. South at Cirra, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty 4th. Cyclonic, becoming southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, thundery rain then showers, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger, east or northeast veering southwest 4 to 6, thundery rain at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 4 to 6, thundery showers and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in South White and South Portland, showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, bearing northerly 4 to 6 later in South Fitzroy, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6, thundery rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic, becoming northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, Faroe, Faroes, cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Bailey and Faroe, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in southeast and 7 in northwest. Rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree automatic, southeast by east 2, 12 miles, 1014 falling. Stornoway, south by east 4, 19 miles, 1015 now falling. Lerwick, west by north 4, recent fog, 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Lucas, north 1, rain, 3 miles, 1017, now rising. Bridlington, east by north 4, 1014, falling more slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, east-southeast 2, 2 miles, 1013. Greenwich light vessel automatic, southwest by south 2, 2 miles, 1014. Jersey west southwest 3, slight rain, 1300 metres, 1014 now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1014. Scilly automatic, southwest by south 3, mist, 4 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Valentia, east by north, calm, 16 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northeast 3, rain, 1.5 miles, 1013, falling more slowly. Malinhead, southeast 2, 14 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. on Saturday the 14th of June. The general situation, a complex area of low pressure, will gradually move northeast across the United Kingdom through Saturday, bringing unsettled conditions with rain and showers, which will be thundery in places. A clearer, fresher westerly flow then develops on Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast, then backing west or northwest later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6. Rain then showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Thundery rain or showers at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers at first, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, veering westerly 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest veering west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest veering west later 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Bristol Channel. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 or 4 later. Thundery rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times later. Thundery rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, northeast 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North or northeast, backing west or northwest, then southwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic, becoming westerly or northwesterly, then backing southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain at times, perhaps thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, mainly southeast 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, then southwesterly later 3 to 5. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast, then cyclonic later 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin, now on Radio 4. Prayer for the day with the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley.
Good morning. Today is World Blood Donor Day, and this year's theme is Give Freely, Give Often. The day itself has been around since 2004 and is a reminder of the urgent need for blood donors and donations to support the hospital operations on which so many people depend. And being a blood donor has been a part of my story since I gave my first pint as a student in the early 1980s. Since then, I've given some 60 pints in a variety of settings, from the Royal British Legion to sports centres, to a hall in my own church, and most recently at a local rugby club. I've attended sessions with different people of all sizes, ages, and backgrounds, and I was surprised to learn that although I have a very common blood type, O positive, there is a strong demand for it, that it is valuable precisely because it is so common and can be mixed with other rarer blood types. It's been a good thing to do, for it strikes me that giving blood is something of a secular sacrament. As a Christian, I'm reminded that this is a theme which goes to the heart of what Jesus did when he shared the Last Supper with his disciples, breaking bread and sharing wine as a life-giving symbol of what he would do as he shed his blood on the cross. Now, there's no sharing of bread and wine in a blood donor session, though we're all offered a drink and a biscuit at the end. But we will be sharing in a precious enterprise which can sustain and restore life. Loving Lord, in Jesus' willingness to shed his blood on the cross, we see the depth of your love for us. Today we give thanks for all who support and sustain the various blood services, so that their blood donations may offer new life to others. Amen.
That was the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley. Now on Radio 4, our series Child, India Rackerson looks at a huge milestone, crawling.
What is exciting and why do I think infant movement is so beautiful and brilliant? A lot of the time it's just watching a baby discover some simple thing for the first time and it's happening in our lab and we're capturing it on videotape.
There's something about movement in babies that is spellbinding. The tentative shuffle of a foot, the rocking of knees.
Sometimes it's something I've never seen before, but often it's something that this baby has never done before and that that parent has never seen before, you know, and it's a joyful thing that we get to share in that